Hello and welcome to the World Transformation Movement's Freedom Essay series. I'm Tim McCartney Snape, and this is Freedom Essay 2. Debunking the Savage Instincts Excuse for Human Behaviour by Jeremy Griffith, 2018. Humans are aggressive and ruthlessly competitive because, like other animals, we have savage instincts derived from a need to reproduce our genes, right? Actually, no. In this short video, biologist Jeremy Griffith explains that humans' selfish behaviour is not a product of savage animal instincts within us, but the result of a psychosis that can be healed through understanding. A revelation that has the power to transform the human race. Jeremy presents the redeeming explanation of the human condition in the next video in this series, Freedom Essay 3. So listen on to hear this expose of the dishonest way we humans have been excusing our selfish behaviour. This video also appears as video 2 in the introductory series of videos at the top of our homepage at www.humancondition.com. So here's Jeremy.
Following on from the first video, what I would now like to say is that when it comes to the issue of human nature, I know everyone uses the excuse that our selfish and competitive and aggressive behaviour is due to us having savage animal instincts, which are driven by the need to reproduce our genes. I mean, our conversations are saturated with the excuse, with comments like, we are pre-programmed by our genes to try and dominate others and be a winner in the battle of life, and our preoccupation with sexual conquest is due to our primal instincts to sow our seeds, and fighting and war is just our animal nature expressing ourselves. But surely this idea that we have savage, competitive, and aggressive instincts is just a convenient excuse while we search for the real reason for our competitive and aggressive behaviour. After all, words used to describe human behaviour, such as egocentric, arrogant, inspired, depressed, deluded, pessimistic, optimistic, artificial, hateful, cynical, mean, immoral, brilliant, guilt-ridden, evil, psychotic, neurotic, alienated, all recognise the involvement of our species' fully conscious thinking mind. They demonstrate that there's a psychological dimension to our behaviour, that we don't suffer from a genetic opportunism-driven animal condition, but the psychologically troubled human condition. Also, we humans have cooperative, selfless, and loving moral instincts, the voice or expression which we call our conscience, which is the complete opposite of competitive, selfish, and aggressive instincts. As Charles Darwin said, the moral sense perhaps affords the best and highest distinction between man and the lower animals. And I might mention that in video 4, I provide both the irrefutable evidence for it and the biological origins of our species' wondrous, cooperative and loving ape ancestry, which our moral instincts are the result of. So saying our behaviour stems from having competitive, selfish and aggressive instincts like other animals is simply not true. As I say, it's just a convenient excuse while we waited for the psychosis acknowledging and solving real explanation of our competitive and aggressive behaviour, which is what Freedom presents and what I'll be summarising in the next video. I now need to point out that this excuse that we are victims of competitive, selfish and aggressive instincts also implies that our nature is fundamentally unchangeable. And this has led to the false belief that there will always be bad people, that there will always be wars, murders, inequality, and so on, and that the meaning of life is just to try as best we can to manage those supposedly innate, unchangeable aspects of our makeup. But again, this overlooks the fact that we suffer from a psychologically troubled human condition, and a psychosis can be healed with understanding. Most significantly, the left-wing culture of dogmatically imposing cooperative, selfless, loving, ideal, politically correct values is also based on this false belief that we have unchangeable, competitive, selfish and aggressive instincts. Because if those are our instincts, then it reasons we have no choice but to dogmatically enforce cooperative, selfless and loving behaviour. But as I just emphasised, this overlooks the fact that we suffer from a psychologically troubled condition that can be healed with understanding. So our divisive behaviour is not unchangeable. And furthermore, it's healing understanding we need, not dogma. Dogma is the opposite of understanding. In fact, dogma stops the search for understanding or knowledge because it stifles the freedom of expression needed to search for and experiment with, and by so doing, find that healing understanding or knowledge. I mean, dogma is not the cure for our troubled state of the world. It's actually the poison. So, convenient as it has been, the use of the savage instincts excuse has been incredibly misleading and dangerous. And I explain much more about that in video 14. What I also want to say here, and I explain much more about this in video 14 as well, is that the famous Harvard University-based biologist E.O. Wilson, who, as I mentioned in the previous video, rightly acknowledged the importance of solving the human condition, has been the leading proponent of this extremely dangerous false savage instincts excuse for our competitive, selfish and aggressive behaviour. He's even put forward a completely dishonest savage instinct-based so-called explanation for our good and evil, psychologically conflicted human condition. So that's the importance of the psychosis addressing and solving real explanation of the human condition in freedom. It reveals human nature is a product of an underlying psychological insecurity about whether we humans are fundamentally good or not. And because the fully accountable explanation in freedom is so redeeming and healing, it brings a complete and permanent end to our insecurity-driven destructive behaviour, completely transforming all humans into secure and happy beings. It shows that our species psychosis can be healed with understanding and is not an immutable or unchangeable state. So that's why the front cover of Freedom features this wonderful sun rising over the horizon, bringing us the long sought after dawn of understanding. I mean, light, the sun, has always been the metaphor for knowledge, and that's what's arrived. And you can see here, the people on the horizon are dancing for joy that this understanding of the human condition is finally here. Also, this little booklet, Transform Your Life and Save the World, is the condensed version of Freedom. And you can download both books for free from our website or purchase them from bookstores like including Amazon. So I really urge you to watch the next short video where I present the psychosis addressing and solving real explanation of the human condition.
That was Jeremy Griffith. You've been listening to Freedom Essay 2, which you can read by clicking on the Read Essay button on your device or by going to the WTM homepage at www.humancondition.com, where all the essays and videos can be found. You can watch Jeremy Griffith present the breakthrough redeeming explanation of the human condition in Freedom Essay 3, or read Chapter 1 of Freedom. And you can read more explanation of the dishonest biology underpinning left-wing culture, including Marxist critical theory, in Jeremy's booklet, Death by Dogma, at humancondition.com. These essays were created in 2017 to 2021. By Jeremy Griffith, Damon Isherwood, Fiona Cullen-Ward and Bronnie Fitzgerald at the Sydney WTM Centre. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape. Thanks for listening.